You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, the place for you to break free from the norm and celebrate your life, because what we believe in our hearts becomes our reality. This is Magical Moments with Elena Chapman.
Welcome to Magical Moments, and I'm your host, Elena Chapman, and I'm bringing you all that incredible ease and betterment and flow into your life. And boy, do we need it now. All right, I have a magical nugget for you today. Kindness. And you're saying, Elena, what? Yes, kindness, folks, kindness. I have this little quote that I have hung up in my bathroom. And it says, in a world where you can be anything, be kind. I love that. I love that. Now, we lose sight of that. What is the opposite of kindness? Well, kindness is a factor of love. It is a side of love. It's bringing out the love in our hearts. It's bringing our soul forward, because our soul always comes forward when we are in love, or bringing love forward into our life. So when we are kind, we are in that realm of love. What's the opposite? Fear, greed, selfishness. That's the polar opposite. What blocks us from being kind? Our fear, our greed. And you say, Elena, boy, are you harsh today? Not really. It's not your fault, really. These thoughts are so, I like to call them insipid and sneaky. And greed can come in the most funny ways. Greed can come in as self-righteous. It can come in as empowering. It can come in as raising ourselves up. And fear is incredibly sneaky, because fear can come in as justification. It can come in as, well, this is just the way it is. I'm being practical. But I am challenging you, actually challenging you this week, that every time you feel that incredible righteousness come in, I am right, this is the way it's supposed to be, put forth kindness instead. Press that reset button I'm always talking about. Say, wait. Elena said try this kindness thing. Okay, I'm going to try this kindness thing. And instead, move forward in kindness. Kindness will open up your ability to listen with open mind. Kindness will open up your heart to people and to life. It's a flow. It's an energy. And let's face it, if we are all thinking we come from one incredible source, God, energy, whatever it is, we all come from one. And this God or spirit or force or source is omnipresent in every part of our life, in every breath that we breathe. Don't you think that we're not that much different in any way if we're all from the exact same force? If we're all from God, it's something to think about. Step forward in kindness. You will find that you will get a lightness in your step. You will find it returned in such wonderful ways that your days will change just by being kind. It's one of the best ways to bring forth that ease and betterment into your life. And let me know, go to soulmanifesto.com to the comment section and say, Elena, I tried this and this is what I received. I would love to know that. I would love to know that you took this challenge to heart. And I would love to know what was your experience. It's time. It's so time. And with that, I have a fabulous guest. She is fun. She is special. Her name is Constance Lane Arnold. And she is one of the world's most popular international radio show talk show hosts, whose platform has reached and served over 10 million people for the past 11 years. I was just telling her, this show, I think, is only 2.5 years old. And I'm just in awe of her dedication. And she is a renowned motivational speaker. She's also an author, a leadership trainer, and a success coach. And a recognized authority on psychology and personal development, she has influenced over 10,000 women in the state of Georgia alone. My gosh, isn't that fantastic? She did so well that Georgia actually awarded her the Empowerment Strategic Workshop Series. For more than 25 years, Constance has been a private coach and a training consultant. She's developed many, many workshops and programs that transform the lives of men and women and alter the trajectory of both their personal and professional lives. She's known for her inspirational and motivational speaking. She's also had 25 years as a professional counselor and certified dream coach. Oh, how fun is that? And she's also the author of Secrets of Success in Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. With that, and I do want to state really quickly, her show, if you want to tune into it, is Think, Believe, and Mindset and Manifest. Think, Believe, and Manifest. And we all do know that mindset has a lot to do with that. And with that, I would like to bring on Constance. Hello, Constance. How are you?
I'm amazing. Thank you so much, Elena. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Thank you. And so, number one, I'm just in awe of you being on the air for 11 years. That's fantastic. You are doing awesome, my dear.
Oh, my God. It has, I often say that really God used my radio show to save my life. Because when I started my show, I was actually in the depths of depression. I had just had a broken engagement, had a broken foot, and I'm going to say broken finances. And during that show every week really gave me strength. And even though I was interviewing great experts for my listeners, each week it gave me the strength and the hope to keep moving forward. So I'm so grateful.
You know, and that's something to really speak about, because I think people don't understand that sometimes when life is really giving you a lot of rocks to, you know, challenges, that it is finding the passion. You know, with your show, for instance, that's an excellent way. It gave you the passion. Doesn't it help you? Because I've done the same thing. In the roughest times of my life, I don't know if it was the job, even a job. I took a fast job working for CAC. Now, that's not in my field. But the people I met, the fabulous people I met, and the people that just learning their stories, and also the people I met when I was trying to get petition people, you know, to have them sign documents to help their rights. I could not believe the generosity and the kindness and the stories. I think that's what helped me through my roughest time. It is those passions we do. Don't you agree?
Right. And, you know, and just, you know, for listeners, you know, we are in unprecedented times, Elena. You know that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So the principle that I would really like to share that happened to me was that in my darkest moment, we know a lot of people right now, you know, in the U.S., you know, 40 million people have been furloughed, unemployed. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty, et cetera. But during that time, I felt hopeless. I'm like, okay, God, what's going on? I didn't know what to do. I had fallen and broken my ankle. I had just moved into a new house, trying to get over a difficult breakup. Mm. And so, Elena, what the principle that I want to share is that I was lying on my bed, and at a dark time, I said on the inside of myself, God, what is going on? And in that moment,
yes,
I heard a little voice, a little hunch, a little nudge, whatever your listeners might really feel, and it whispered to me, Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'm like, what? That was kind of what I heard on the inside. So I contacted the network, and that was the beginning of my journey and my healing. So the principle is this, that in your darkest moment, that is when the spirit, God, source, the universe can break through with just a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of one word, a glimmer of one idea or thought that will begin shifting and changing your life.
You know, you bring up an interesting, and that was very, I love that story. You bring up a very interesting point, and it's one that I've always pondered, because I always have always thought to myself, when we are in our darkest days, when we are in those days of just despair, which, believe it or not, a lot of people during this epidemic, you know, they've lost jobs, they've lost, they found out that they're not very much happy with their family. They too much closeness, too much realism. So all this stuff has been happening, and it brings us down. When we are in those darkest days, all of a sudden we are broken down where we are willing to surrender. When we ask that God or source or whatever, when we ask for help from a higher being than ourselves, then we have surrendered everything. And I keep wondering, when life is going good, I would personally, myself, not like to lose everything in order to get guidance. You know? I would love to be able to have people surrender before it reaches those darkest days, to really open up to source before everything goes down the tubes and you're at your desperate needs. What do you think about that concept?
Well, yeah, I think that's great insight, Elena, because we know that God is always vibrating abundance, prosperity, purpose for life, etc. But I think that our ego, our own mindset, we forget that we are co-creators with the spirit.
Yes.
And so when there becomes an awareness of, hey, I'm a powerful creator, but also I'm co-creating with the unlimited intelligence and force that is ready to download wisdom to me that might say, stop eating so many sweets. Or you need to be kinder to your children. So I believe that wisdom can always be dispensed toward us or in us when we are open, when we are aware, when we would just take 5 minutes every hour on the hour or two or three times a day to be still. Because you see, spirit speaks to us in moments.
Yes.
And in my own life, I was so busy traveling around being Miss Motivational during those years, and you know, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I always say there is profit in stillness. And so I don't believe we have to hit rock bottom, that you know, we can own, you know, that life is the greatest teacher. I think that in our abundance, in our prosperity, in our purpose of living, if we'll just be still and be open to receive, we can receive those nuggets, that insight, that direction that says, go here, do this, stop this, call this person. So I think you're right on that, but it's in the stillness. You know, the Bible says that be still and allow me to show you how to profit.
You know, that being still. And I know people, I know a lot of people are meditating, and I know people meditate 2 times a day. But I love the concept that you just brought up. You know, that stillness, just a few minutes every hour. It's a center. It's centering yourself. It's feeling that flow. And it's not hard to do. Constance, maybe you could share something that the listeners could access, you know, when they're at a stoplight in the car, or when they're at the office and they go to the restroom for a minute, or even in their seats, how can they find that, what I love to call the sweet spot. How can they get that back so that they can get themselves feeling like they're in connection again?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is I think many times people say hour of power. That's too overwhelming and too magnanimous and massive for people. But let's just say hypothetically, everybody listening, you know, you have your iPhone, and let's just say every 2 hours you're going to take 5 minutes. And that might mean you sit at your kitchen table like I'm doing right now, and you just breathe in real slowly and breathe out and know that you're breathing in abundance and breathing out any negativity. And it's in those moments that you'll get an idea. So just 5 minutes of just simply following your breath and letting it out and letting your mind be still and gently bring your mind back. And so what will happen is you'll do that again whenever you have time. Maybe if you're a single mom with children, maybe your kids have just got you going all over the place. But then you have an extra 5 minutes while they're taking a nap. You're going to sit down again and just relax. And so yes, anytime people can find those times and places to be still, because Elena, in one of those inhale, exhale moments, get an idea. Do this with your child, because you see, we receive the miracles moment by moment.
Yes,
so
we do.
That stillness that everybody can do. Don't let it overwhelm you. Keep it really simple, and you'll want to do it more and more. I interviewed John Esserab last week, and one of his practices, he said, watch. And every hour on the hour, he does that for 5 minutes.
And so, yeah, that is a wonderful way to think. And I do, you know, I think when we really sit quietly, and sometimes, you know, what I do sometimes, Constance, is I actually just step outside. And I'm fortunate where I can do that. I step outside and I breathe in and I breathe out and I connect with the nature for just 5 minutes. In fact, I did that right before I got here. I was getting out to my car, but instead I stepped out of the garage. I stepped into the nature and I just breathed in and I breathed out. I said hello to all the trees. I got quiet for a few minutes and then I got in the car. I think we think that when we're wasting time when we do that. And
right,
especially when we're really busy. And let's face it. People love that to-do list. I feel so accomplished. I got my to-do list done today. I'm too busy. I got things to do. This is an important time in my business. My kids are graduating. My this or that. Something's always going on. However.
Right. You know, but I think that's great, a principle that you're sharing, Elena. But I think the larger principle is the to-do list is doing, but
yes,
when you stepped outside today and you connected with the trees and said hello to the trees, you were in a state of being.
Yes.
And as often as we can be, then our doing is a lot more effortless.
Yes.
Our doing is a lot calmer and it's more peaceful.
You know, that's true. It really comes down to who do you want to be during the day? Truly, who do you want to be? Do you want to be that scattered person? Do you want to feel totally out of control? Do you want to feel that everything from the outside of you is affecting you? Or do you want to feel that inner guidance, that calmness, that feeling of peace? And guess what? You still get the same amount done. It's just, who do you want to be when you do it?
Well, you know, sometimes I get more done because if I'm more peaceful and if I'm calm, I can be more productive. I have a clearer mind. I can really float through my day with ease, even though I may have a lot of demands during that day. Because we know that any success that you want, and that it just might mean to have a stressless day, But any success that you desire is inside out. So what you're sharing is really powerful, that we can all go in for those 5 minutes a day. And if you have the time, do it a couple of times, and you will be amazed at the miraculous that will manifest in your life.
It's very true. I think no matter what we talk about today, if you can remember that, everyone, because it's really, really starts from, like Constance says, the inside out. You have to get yourself together before anything on the outside of you will change. And Constance, you know, we have come to a point. I know there are still a lot of people out there. Well, I don't know about your state, Georgia, but we are open here, sort of. You know, the shops are opening up. Some things are open, some things are closed. But we're finding that people are, it's just hard. It's just hard. Some people who are working, I learned about people who are in the kitchen working for a restaurant, and it's so, so hot, but yet they have to wear masks because it's required. And yet they get headaches. They don't feel good. We have a lot going on where people are feeling just of almost a hopelessness in some ways.
Yeah.
And the news is out there, and it's not, you know, no one really knows what they're supposed to do. You wash your hands, you wear a mask, you social distance, but yet people are still getting it. So what we got that going on. We've got people who are really looking at, how do I manifest in this? I've lost my job. I don't know what to do, or my business is folded. How can I get things back where I want them? And so that we're talking about manifesting. They've got to start manifesting. And I know that inner peace has a lot to do it, but let's give them some, let's move into giving them some steps, proactive steps to start to manifest their future, especially when they don't feel like they can.
Right. Well, I live in Atlanta, and a lot is going on in Atlanta these days. A lot is going
I bet.
On. A lot is going on globally. We know that a lot is going on with being quarantined for some people 2 to 3 months. A lot is going on with the protests that are going on.
Oh gosh, yes.
People are rattled. People are shaken.
People are shutting down.
Yeah, people are shutting. I'm a small business for 21 years, and my business has been impacted. And so I'm not talking to people about theory. I'm talking about what I'm actually living right now. A lot of my friends, a lot of my clients, businesses, et cetera. And so I keep hearing people say, I want to get back to the old normal. The first principle that I would like to share is that, could it be that the spirit actually is trying to move us away from our old normal to a rich new normal?
Yes.
Could it be that our old normal was filled with stress, anxiety, lack, not enough? Do we want to stay in that? Absolutely not. So I think that the first thing that people need to do, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. I'm not saying it's easy, because I'm walking through this with many of you. It's really as best you can. Know that it's okay that you feel the way you do.
Of course.
Okay that you feel uncertain, sad, scared, etc. And then from that place, since we know that all change begins from the inside out, that's why what Elena said and I talked about, sit still and say, Spirit, God, what are the possibilities here?
Yes.
What? Stop engaging the problem. What are the possibilities here? What are the other options here? What is a new mindset that I could begin to adopt? And so be still. First of all, it's okay to feel what you feel, but be still and then begin to stop engaging the problem and start thinking about it. I didn't even say take any action, but start thinking about the possibilities. A great example of that might be okay, I'll use me for an example. I was always flying out doing leadership training Now, that new possibility for me has been, now I'm going to do it virtually.
Yes.
And I kind of like being at home more instead of on a plane so much.
You know, me too.
Stop engaging the problem and start thinking about the possibilities. You may not know how to walk that out, what that would look like. I have a client who has a restaurant. We know that industry has been greatly impacted.
Totally.
And so he's like, what am I going to do, Constance? So he started doing curbside delivery.
Right.
Second thing was he called all of his really faithful clients, and he started delivering food to their homes, you know, cooked food, et cetera. And so what was he doing? That was an example of really exploring the possibilities.
I love that.
And then another thing that people can do, and it's not an easy thing, is to begin to just think about, because we know that with the law of attraction, that everything you think, feel, believe, imagine, and see eventually and inevitably will come to pass. Can you begin to think about your new rich normal for maybe 5 minutes? What would that look like? What would that feel like? What old stuff from your old normal would you need to leave behind? Maybe you've been a workaholic and you've been away from your wife and family, and maybe your new normal might be you're going to spend more time with them. But we know that the more time you spend inside, thinking about it, I didn't say take action yet, feeling it, imagining it, what would that look like, possibly brainstorming with someone, all of those things, thinking puts you in the possibility realm.
Ooh, Constance, thinking. let's let people, okay, because we're going to take a break, but you know, everyone, why don't you, during this break, you can listen to the break, of course, but why don't you just take a minute and close your eyes and start visualizing the world that you want to move into? You're listening to Magical Moments, and I'm your host, Elena Chapman. We will be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Magical Moments with Elena Chapman, helping you find ease and betterment with every episode. Download more on your favorite podcast platform. Now, here's Elena.
Welcome back to Magical Moments. I'm your host, Elena Chapman. And boy, are we bringing you some ease and betterment. We've talked about that kindness factor. We've talked about that surrender just a tiny bit, but we're talking about manifesting. And right, and how to really begin doing it. Because I understand right now, you know, a lot of people are feeling many different emotions. Some are still kind of thinking, what am I going to do? My stuff has been destroyed, my business. How do I bring that back? Or what do I want? Some of us are actually, believe it or not, I have talked to clients who are thinking, I don't know if I want to get back into what I was having to deal with before. I don't know if I want to have to deal with all the insincerity that I found in people, or having to keep up with the Joneses. And, you know, there's a lot of questions. And right now, we are talking to Constance all about this. And so, Constance, let's talk about this incredible I love this concept, and I live by it too, of course. But this inside out, can you describe a little bit more about what that really is? Because that's the basis of law of attraction, totally.
Right. So we know that life is happening through you and not to you.
Now that's a big concept.
I'm getting ready to break it down. Your life is happening through what you believe, what you continually think, your emotions, and your images. So that's why with the law of attraction, like attracts like. So whatever your dominant thought, belief, thinking, and emotion is, eventually and inevitably, that's going to manifest. So if we have to go on the inside, Elena, for people to say right now, what do I desire? That's the first thing, is really getting clear about what you want. And it may take you a couple of weeks. Maybe you may say, I want to start a business, or I want to release my business and do more consulting. But allow yourself time to define what do you desire. And so I want to go back a little bit with the law of attraction, because this is the way it works. It's really the law of vibration. So the law of vibration, let me just break it down. We know that the universe consists of, in its purest form, it's made of energy, light, and it vibrates. It has vibrational frequencies and patterns to it. So that means that everything that we think has its own vibration. So if we're thinking lack, it's going to go out there and attract more lack. If we're thinking I'm not good enough, the same thing.
Yes.
So when you go inside, what you're doing basically by getting clear and with your thinking and your images, you are just aligning up. You are just aligning with what you want to manifest in your outward world. And your thinking and your feelings and your core beliefs vibrate out, and it finds an exact match or replica. I'll use me as an example. I had problems with M&M, and I ain't talking about the candy. It was men and money.
Okay.
So, consciously, I thought that I wanted abundance, which I manifested millions, but then I lost it. Why was it that I kept choosing the same kind of guy? Because inwardly, life was happening through me. And so if listeners can begin to decide what they want, take a look at what are my core beliefs around attracting more abundance? Begin to just think about it with emotion. Begin to see it. I tell my clients 5 to 7 minutes a day, and you live in that state. Eventually, it will go out, vibrate out, because the law of vibration is the dominant law, and it will bring to you what you're sending out, because you're always sending out a signal.
And it really, we are always creating. We are always creating.
Right.
What we are living in our lives, our personal lives, is what we have created. Simple as that. And we think to ourselves, well, I don't like what I created. Well, guess what? That happens too. We are co-creators. But it does take, I agree with Constance totally on this, it takes us sitting down and figuring out, okay, this is not what I want to do. This is not where I want to be right now. I would like for something to thrive. I would like to lose weight. I would like to have the love of my life. I would like to have the business of my life. I would love to move forward where I just have a day of celebration every day, where every moment is alive and vital. But when we have to get our own belief structure, it's funny. It's a lot of, we don't understand how our thoughts affect our perception of things. And you were talking about that, Constance. Two people can look, do an experiment for me, folks. You know, look at maybe a scenery or a building, really that simple, and do it with someone else and ask them to describe it. And you know what? They don't see it the same way as you.
And true.
Yeah, and it was actually in the split experiment that was back in, what was it? Was it in the 90s or in the 70s? I don't know, but look it up on the internet, folks. You'll see how our perception can actually alter the matter into our perception. That is a scientific experiment from quantum physics.
And you know, you always manifest what you perceive.
That's exactly.
Right now,
that's big.
Right now, you got everybody. We got two business owners. One might perceive, oh my God, this is the end of my business. Another one might perceive, what could I do differently?
Exactly.
So the first person is engaging with their perception, the problem. But when you begin to just think about different possibilities, not knowing all of the action steps yet, then you put yourself, thinking puts you in the realm of possibilities. It puts you in the magical realm.
Yes.
You know,
the unformed substance, Neville Goddard. Yes.
Perception.
Exactly. It starts with the perception. And if you think you are stuck, well, my dears, you are. Mm-hmm. But if you think, all right, this is not what I want, I want to change it. What do I want to change it to? Then you now have entered into the world of possibility and miracles. It's that simple.
It is. You know, Elena, one simple affirmation or mantra that's not heavy for people who are going through something right now, you know, might just be something as simple as, I'm open to the universe to receive what my next step should be. I'm open to the universe to receive the wisdom that I need in this current COVID-19 circumstance. So just saying that and feeling that and believing that leaves you open to all the wisdom that you need for your next step. All you need to know is, what is my next step?
That's right. And this receiving thing, I know now that was a simple affirmation, and yet so many people have trouble receiving. So when we, you know, when we say feel the affirmation, I remember when I was, I wrote my first book. Now, number one, I didn't even know I was writing a book when I was writing the book. I thought I was journaling. And then all of a sudden, people were telling me, this is a book. I said, oh, well, my God, you just jumped me into another category. And I don't know if I was ready for that at the time. But I slowly got myself ready, and it was with affirmations. And what affirmations do is it gets you up on that vibration of being a writer. That's what I wanted to be. Or being that business owner. It gets you into, it's the start of the visualization and getting you into position to receive whatever it is you're asking for in your life. And so I did, I put emotion, it has to be emotion based. The universe, God, source responds to emotion. And so I put together a little script. So every morning when I'm putting on my makeup or I'm getting in my car, I hear, and I taped it, I recorded it, Elena, I am so proud of you. You have made international bestseller. And I just did this over and over. I played it all the time. And the enthusiasm of my voice, the music I put even behind it made me want to dance. And my emotion would rise.
Yeah.
Do you see how? Yeah. And that's what it is. It's the emotion. You have to feed that emotion that you already have it. Don't you think, Constance?
Well, you know, that's, I love that example. And, you know, in my mind, Elena, I was visualizing you dancing around. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you know, I do like to dance.
And so for listeners, what you're doing is you're bringing your future into the now.
Yes.
With elevated emotion.
Yes.
You're feeling it. You see yourself. And recording is really powerful. So you're bringing that elevated emotion, that future. You know, you got your new business going on in 2021, and it's independent of any outside circumstances, time or space. And when your subconscious, When Elena's subconscious heard her say, oh my God, you're a best-selling author. You know, her subconscious doesn't know the difference between a truth and a lie. And since she was in the present tense, your subconscious operates in the now.
Yes.
So her subconscious said, she's a best-selling author. Let's bring that to her. Let's
yes.
make that happen for her. Because she was in elevated emotion, which your subconscious most responds to images and emotion. She had the affirmation. Your subconscious responds to repetition. She was listening to that every single day, feeling it and seeing it. And you can do the same thing for whatever you desire.
That's exactly right. And if you're not already on that wonderful, you know, that excited thing, you can, especially if you are at the point where you're thinking, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? It is getting that quiet, isn't it? But then, you know, maybe it's just getting into the gratitude state first. And from the gratitude state, then get into the I'm going to receive. I always believe in baby steps. Don't you, Constance?
Ooh, that's my middle name. You know.
It's mine too. We have a commonality. I love baby steps.
We are sisters in the spirit because, you know, consistent baby steps over time will eventually bring about the law of momentum, which will ultimately create quantum leaps.
Yes.
And so every day, you just take that one baby step, like what Elena said, and just begin seeing and feeling. You don't have to know how yet. Seeing and feeling and just being grateful. Gratitude is a signal to the universe that it's already done.
Yes.
So if you're like, oh, I'm so happy and grateful for my new business. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm at my ideal weight. Your subconscious mind says, you're at your ideal weight? Okay. And it begins to organize and navigate for you and bring to you the resources that you need in order to what? Live out that vision.
That's exactly
right.
The
more grateful you are, be grateful for every little thing, that you're drinking clean water. I'm grateful that my dog, this is too much information, that my dog is healthy. And when we walk every morning, she handles her business. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay. And so you say, Constance, that is so small. No, it's not. When
no,
you
dog, it's perfect.
Sick. So yeah. I'm grateful for the air that I breathe, for the opportunity for doing this show, and it will begin to attract to you more goodness.
It's exactly true. It brings forth and it raises your vibration. And you know, you have to do things that raise your vibration. If you keep presenting yourself with news that brings you down, with music, believe it or not, you listen to a lot of music with minor chords or with heavy pounding drums. Believe it or not, that will bring you down, not up. If you are listening to podcasts that destroy and deconstruct things but not resolve it or build new, you're going to bring your vibration down. There are things that we do every day that brings down our vibration. You have to become conscious. You have to be conscious. You're building your world. It's like that Five for Fighting, that song, Acne Built a World for You. Be careful what you wish for. I love that song. So you've got this box that you can now create your world. What are you going to fill it with? What are you going to listen to? How are you going to build that vibration of just incredible possibility and loving life and living that incredible, vital, moment by moment being that you want to be?
And you know, Elena, you're so right on, because, you know, we've given listeners some keys, you know, getting clear about what you desire and then, you know, not engaging the problem, begin to explore the possibility.
Exactly.
In those 5 minutes, being radically grateful for what you do have. You know, and then even the powerful example of what you gave about even recording what you desire on your iPhone and listening to it every day while you're putting on your makeup or while you're cooking or gas, while you're outside.
Everything.
You know, mowing.
Do it all the time. Yes.
Yeah. And so, and then that puts you in the vibration, because you cannot create or manifest something new in the old vibration.
No.
So everything
you gotta change.
It puts you in the vibration of what you want. And eventually, it's the universal law, it'll come to you. It has to manifest.
It has to, because your perception changes.
Absolutely.
And when your perception changes, the world changes. It's that simple. When you are in that wonderful state, I mean, Constance, you felt it. You know what it feels like. I want to give some people some idea of what it really feels like when you are in the state of total flow.
Well, first of all, I know what it's like not to be in that state.
I think everyone feels that sometimes.
To be anxious, upset, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Yeah, constant worry.
You know, but when I intentionally choose to perceive that I am one with the greatest power in the universe, and I just sit still and I begin to be grateful for what I have, and then I just sit still and flow. And sometimes I have a one goal in front of me. I'll use my business right now, and I'll just say, God, I thank you for the wisdom for my next step for my business. And I just may do that for 5 minutes, and then after I finish, I sit still, and then I say, I surrender. I surrender, and I trust that you have my highest good that's coming to me. So I surrender and trust that I don't know everything, but I'm connected to infinite wisdom and infinite power. And after I do that, I'll sit there, and sometimes it doesn't look like anything is happening. Then I go on about my day, and then maybe later that night, I'll get a little hunch. Send this person an email.
Mm-hmm.
Make this phone call. So for
little
me,
baby
that's
steps.
What it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Baby steps.
So I love it. I love it. And I'm right on page with you. But I know that some people out there are thinking, okay, how do I trust? How do I surrender? And they're the ones, they're the type A personalities. And oh gosh, I used to be that. I'm a make it, do it, shake it person. I make things happen. But I learned how to surrender. And oh my gosh, folks, it feels so incredibly good. The pressure is gone. But how do we build that trust? Because it's the trust in something that then we can surrender to it. Do you see what I'm saying? It's hard to surrender if we don't have the trust.
Well, you know, I think that's a process. But so when our lives fall apart and we realize that we alone can't bring it back together, that we realize that you can't pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, then you realize that there is something bigger, that there is something bolder, that there is a loving spirit that loves you, or there is God that loves you, not a punitive God. So I think it's a knowing, a coming to the knowledge and knowing of, I ain't by myself. And, you know, like Dr. Wayne Dyer said, the biggest lie is that you're separate from God.
No, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've studied with him a very long time.
For people, it's a process. It's a knowing of surrendering. And you may have to do that 50 times a day, and then you surrender and you trust that this loving spirit is there to help, support, comfort, give you wisdom, help you to really manifest your highest good. So I think that that's a process.
It is.
It's the choice of surrendering.
It is.
I do not know what to do. Here it is.
And you can build that understanding. There's a Neville Goddard is a wonderful author who has several books out. I love all his books, so I'm not even going to name one. But you can read, you know, I love YouTube. I love looking things up. There's another wonderful author out there that was in the early 1900s, Troward, T-R-O-W-A-R-D. And if you look him up online, there are some beautiful, he wrote beautifully about God in our lives. Or source in our lives. And when you start to understand that co-creation and that something really does have your back, and that it is something that is not only big, but that is there for you. You are the co-creator. You are what brings manifestation on this planet. It has to co-create through you.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know that and you build that in you, then surrendering is so much easier. It's like we make the mold. We set the idea out there. We create it in our mind. We start seeing it that way. And then the universe or God fills it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So eloquently shared. And you
thank you.
It's a process.
It's a process.
Surrender.
It's a process. So I think, you know, when we have the, I always say baby steps. When we start our first business, when we start, we want everything now. And can we do a very short talk about the law of gestation, the law of becoming? I know you know that law. And it's the art of becoming. We've been talking about it a little bit, but it does involve baby steps. It does involve that trust and faith. But it is...
Go ahead.
Can you describe the law of gestation for people?
I think simply put, it's the law of becoming.
Right.
It's the law of knowing. It's the law of expanding your consciousness. And so the way that we do that is little baby steps every day. Let's just say you read I got my signs of the mind here. You read your signs of the mind every day. So the more you read that, the more you will have expanded consciousness. The more you will become more spiritual, whatever that means. So it's like an expansion of your being. And over time, it gets bigger and bigger. It's like you're in a womb. And you're carrying a baby, and you're pregnant with a principle, with the principle of the law of attraction. But the more you study, the more you meditate on it, the more you become, you be. And it's from that place of being that you really begin to take action. I think that's one of the major laws. But it doesn't happen because you cannot measure transformation. You cannot measure expanded consciousness. So every day when you get up reading your daily word or reading your meditation or whatever, it doesn't look like anything is happening. It doesn't feel like anything is happening, but you are becoming.
Yeah.
You are expanding your consciousness.
Yeah.
You are knowing more truth, and eventually you will be able to operate and take action out of what you have become.
And for those out there who say, but Elena, I need money now. Well, okay. One of my proctors, Bob Proctor, once said to me, well, you know, it's hard to make your dreams come true when you're starving. So guys, pick up a job, get a job, pay the bills. But work on yourself and become. Just get the bills paid. But you keep going where you want to go. And before you know it, and I've done that. I've worked the odd jobs. And before I know it, I get a call because I keep this going. I get a call saying, hey, Elena, we want you to come audition and teach this person how to sing in front of us. And you're in your field. Bing. Do you see how that works?
Yeah.
Got to do that.
You work your day job, and then in the evening, you're working your dream.
Yes, I love it.
Because if your bills aren't paid, it's going to be hard to be creative.
It's hard to be creative when your stomach's growling.
Yeah.
How can people get hold of you, Constance, if they want to learn more about your book or your show? How can they find out about you?
Just simply go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com. All of my information is on there. I have over 550 archived shows. I can't believe that when I say it. And I'm an author. I coach people on five continents, and this is what I tell people. Go check me out. See if you vibe with me. If you're interested, send me an email. We can talk. We can chat. I would love to coach with you, you know, be your next keynote speaker, et cetera. But all of my info is on fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
I love it. And for everyone out there, yeah, you should take a look, at least listen to her show. And also, hey, don't forget about soulmanifesto.com. And that is all about really starting to connect with that wonderful soul of yours and starting to live there. And when you do that and you take that, that's not really hard to do, folks. It really isn't. When you learn how to do that, then you're in it. You're in the flow and the betterment forever. So check out soulmanifesto.com. And always, let's leave some questions, because I know you have questions on this. Stay connected to yourself. Stay connected to Source. Stay connected to others with kindness and love. Namaste. We love you. Have a wonderful week. Take the challenge. And we'll talk next week. This is Magical Moments.
This has been Magical Moments with Elena, featuring Elena Chapman. If you missed an episode, download it now on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, CastBox, Deezer, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. Learn more online at soulmanifesto.com.
Podcasts by Federated Media.